This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Talking before, Kayla, it was interesting. I loved how you put it, and I want to share it with everyone. You were talking about older people asking you, you're going down the American route when you like hip-hop or you love, you immerse yourself in hip-hop culture, and then people go, oh, you're trying to be American now, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, but so there's something that has popped up a lot over the years. I've been, you know, I've had a career in hip-hop for over a decade now. So especially in the early days, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
I found it a little bit strange that it was even a topic of conversation, seeing as, like, for me, it seems really clear that growing up, even, you know, like, we had a lack of representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on our TV screen. So a lot of us would relate to hip-hop and R&B, like, music videos. Like, that's how, that's what I loved about watching Rage and stuff in the morning.
For sure.
Because we saw, you know, like, men and women who kind of look like our mum or dad or aunties and uncles, you know. Like, that was the closest thing that we got to that representation, I think.
And so that's why there's always a poster, as we said before, of Uncle Bob Marley on our, you know, Nan's kitchen wall.
And Uncle Charlie Pride, you know.
Yeah. That's it.
So, yeah, there's that. And obviously, like, as I got a bit older, I went down the route of performing arts, started off as a dancer, and then ended up rapping and, you know, still doing that to this day. But brother Fred Leone, who was known as Rival MC, like, when we were in a group together called Impossible Odds, this, you know, topic of conversation kept coming up for us. So we put it out there that we found parallels between hip-hop culture and Aboriginal culture when it comes to the creative stuff, especially because, you know, if you don't know, the elements of hip-hop are DJing or turntablism, breakdancing, emceeing and graffiti.
Emceeing being, is it master of ceremonies?
Yeah, well, like, you call a rapper an MC.
An MC?
Yeah.
And that's that originated as well. An MC was like the harbinger of, like, would get up in between the breakdancing and all the fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
And have to tell someone maybe that they left their car lights on outside, and they would sometimes put it into a tricky rap. Or they'd tell, and they'd tell you about something that's going on in the community.
Yeah.
And that's where the MC job came from.
Yeah, most definitely.
So it was music first, wasn't it? And then it was the...
It was music first, then breakdancing.
Yep.
So the DJ would find the, you know, like the instrumental parts of old disco songs mostly, and or soul music, and they'd play that and they'd repeat it over and over again, and the this like whole new dance was born, which was what we now know as breakdancing. And then somebody, you know, eventually a mic popped up, and you know, your mate that's there with the DJ would get on it, and it was literally like they would just shout out. Like, if you were to walk in the club, they'd be like, hey, Clay in the house, you know? And like, that's all it was to start off with. And then they really started bringing in, like, nursery rhymes that we grew up with, but they would just change it to suit, like, your mate's name or, you know, something that was relevant to that night.
Yeah.
So that's really how emceeing started out, and eventually it turned into us writing whole songs and whole albums out of it.
Yeah. But give us the go on, like, so we know the positions parallels. Now, the parallels, and it was unreal hearing this, the parallels between that culture over there in the US where it started and in hip-hop culture and indigenous culture.
So, like I said, the elements, we have, you know, DJing, which for me, you know, they make the music, they bring the music. That is something that is in our culture. Like, it doesn't matter where you're from in the country, there's always music, whether it's, you know, with drums, with didj, however sticks, the music is made, clapsticks, whatever.
Exactly.
Then with emceeing, we have our song men and women. Breakdancing, we have corroboree. Doesn't matter where you're from, we all have our own dances. And we're the oldest graffiti artists in the world.
There
so
you go.
For me, you know, people that are on the outside looking in, you might think, oh, we're just copying American people. But I think it's a real no-brainer. And maybe some young people don't even know why they relate to hip-hop culture so much. But in this day and age, it seems like a really easy and natural transition, or even just something that you add on to what you do with your life and how you express.
For sure. Love it.
Beautiful way to put it, sis. Well done.
Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.